This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 930 and AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget, everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women both, truck to coast, border to border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang out there going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and also our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to point A to point B, and appreciate all you guys, and be careful out there. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Again, I'll repeat that because I didn't quite say it right. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Now, you can also find us on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're also on the Twitter planks, as well as Instagram, all as Captain's America, at Captain's America. Don't forget you can find us over there that way. Now, we have a website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, the professor of politics himself in California, IA, that would be Kyle Warren. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, our Florida senator, one of them, Marco Rubio, has introduced a bill allowing mothers to collect child support payments from the moment of conception. That's quite a change.
It is quite a change. I think there's a couple of different things sort of happening, at least in what this, the implications of something like this. Of course, the idea that it's a child as opposed to something else until it's born. And so that's one way of sort of reinforcing that notion. But also, Captain, though, I mean, there are some practical issues here. There would have to be an establishment of paternity, for one thing.
Yep.
And then there would also have to be whatever the rate would be for something like that. But evidently, I think in Utah back in 2021, they had a similar law that meant that biological fathers had to pay for half of a woman's pregnancy-related medical costs. And so that may be building on that, but this is an interesting, but I think an interesting idea, but we'll see how that might pan out.
Now, Boris Johnson yesterday gave his parting advice to the next United Kingdom Prime Minister, He told whoever that person would be to stay close to the Americans and stick up for the Ukrainians. And he said that as he was walking out the door of the parliament.
Well, right. And, of course, Boris Johnson, you know, his star kind of faded, of course, because of the different things that have been going on, shall we say. But he's definitely been a character in the sense that he's very unique. And that was one of the things that sort of, I think, got him to where he was. But to talk about stay close to the Americans, check. And then also stand up for the Ukrainians, check. Good advice, obviously.
Now, there's an interesting piece of legislation coming through called the Puerto Rico Status Act. Have you heard about it?
Not really, no.
All right. Well, it's coming through the Senate right now and the House. Probably going to go through the House first and then over to the Senate. They're discussing it in committee in the Senate, but the House is going to be voting on it first. Beneath all the other issues dominating the news cycle, a little discussed bill is right now in front of the House and set for a vote next week. Now, that bill could change the fiscal and electoral landscape of the United States. The bill is called the Puerto Rican Status Act, and it's gone through the markup in committee. It also, if it passes through Congress, it will give the Puerto Rican people a chance to vote on statehood. Now, it's not a new initiative. But what's new about is what this bill provides, another option, independence. If they can't become a state, they can become an independent country.
Very interesting. And, of course, yes, the notion of getting more states, statehood for D.C., for example, statehood for Puerto Rico, while on the surface it has a certain something to it because you're adding on to the United States. But I think in reality, it's much more of a far-left Democrat sort of operation, such that they feel they could get two more senators and this kind of thing. But the independence aspect of that is also very interesting. That would take a long time. It would be very complex and certainly not an easy hurdle to get over, I think.
Now, we're getting ready to take a break, so I'm just going to tease this. But a Rasmussen Reports poll yesterday threw a real damper in some political campaigns out there that haven't even become campaigns yet. And we're going to tell you what that's all about. So, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you're going to love this one. I mean, you are going to flat out love this one. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Chris Markowski. Of course, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He's with us Monday through Friday in hour number three. You'll hear him at about quarter till the hour coming up in hour number three on the program. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. And Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that I've been taking now for going on more than 8 years. Now, the reason I take it is because it works. And what it does is it helps my body reduce the inflammation and the swelling that I have that comes with my left leg and sometimes my right leg. And for the best results, it should be taken regularly, which I do. I start out in the morning with a pack every day. Every day. Now, what's great about this is the combination of the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on. Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, all you got to do to start out with the 1995 3-week quick start that gets it all going, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll get over there. You'll see the 3-week quick start. You'll see other things there, too, whatever trips you trigger. And, again, all you have to lose is pain. And I'm telling you, this product works. 1995 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Because, again, Kyle, what do we tell them?
We tell everybody that all you have to lose is pain.
And boy, is that true. Boy, is that true. All right. You heard anything from Hillary lately?
Well, not really, but I think that she's watching everything very closely. You know, she will, I think she'll want to come back at some point, but I don't know if people really want that or not.
Well, let me tell you what the Rasmussen Report poll said yesterday. It found that nearly 7 in 10 likely do not want Hillary Clinton to run for president again in 2024, with similar views shared for other career politicians like 66% saying they don't want to see Mitt Romney on the presidential ticket again. That's compared to only 19% who say he should. Meantime, his colleague, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, is also unpopular with the voters nationwide. 63% said that he should sit out the next presidential primary. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders, only 67% responded, and they said they don't want him to participate in the Democratic primary. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent, which is what he is, from Vermont. And the number was even higher amongst Democrats, with 59% saying that he shouldn't seek the White House under any circumstances.
Well, you know, Captain, I guess one can only hope that Bernie Sanders will come out to the primaries. But I do think his time sort of came and went. The time that he would be able to strike, as it were, I think is long since gone. I don't know that he can try to convince people. A lot of times, you know, you hear this sort of Democrat socialist stuff when the economy is doing better, when things are going along sort of swimmingly, and they can sort of try to convince you that, well, we can do all this other stuff. But right now, I think that kind of message would just really crash and burn. I don't think it would go over very well at all. Also, I think people are sort of done with a lot of these, for lack of a better expression, not old age candidates, but candidates that have already been there before and are sort of retreading them again. I really do think that based on what happens in midterm and how people are going to evaluate that, they may be looking, and especially the Democrats, they need to look for somebody who's not run for president before.
Now, Turkey has announced that they have reached a deal on the Ukraine grain, an export deal, which will be signed by all interested parties in Istanbul and Turkey.
That's right. Yeah, we first talked about this just a short while ago, several days ago, when we saw that that plan was in the making. So that's right. Now it's coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm. And eight House Republicans broke with their party on Thursday to support a bill intended to protect access to contraceptives. So that stayed alive because of eight Republicans.
Well, right. And, things aren't necessarily monolithic, but I think, though, Captain, part of that was instigated with this notion that somehow, because Roe v. Wade was overturned, that somehow everything else is going to be revisited. And a lot of this had to do, I think, with Justice Clarence Thomas and his remarks. We may not have seen this kind of reaction legislatively if he hadn't maybe had said those things. But also, this is another virtue signaling thing from the far left Democrats, believing that if they do this, they're going to gain support.
Now, YouTube has announced they're going to be taking down videos that contain abortion misinformation.
I suppose so. I think, don't they cut off a lot of things that they don't want to have on there? So that's no surprise there.
Well, but doesn't agree with their policy. They don't let it show up.
Well, precisely. And that's not really good because it does beg the question, doesn't it? Is it a platform or is it a publisher? Captain, we've got all kinds of videos on YouTube, or a video sharing service, and those videos could delve into Bigfoot. It can delve into are there aliens living among us, or stuff like that. But those aren't seemingly regulated to the extent that, or hardly at all, as far as I know. that would be similar to something that simply discusses the idea of abortion, pro or con.
Now, here's something that I've been trying to figure out a little bit more about, but I haven't been able to find it. Maybe you have. I don't know. But a super PAC group is working to block Kamala Harris and Maxine Waters from being on the ballots in 2022.
Well, we're seeing that in a larger sort of application with the January 6th committee trying to make sure that they can't have that Donald Trump could never run again kind of a thing, which I think is partially their main goal.
It is their goal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's right. But yeah, I think that this is this idea that that they're trying to keep these people off the ballot, probably because they had the support for the for BLM, and which turned into some riots and this kind of thing. So I think that's where they're going with that.
And I do not think that the January 6th committee has done enough in the manner that they've gone around doing things to persuade members of Congress to vote in a manner that they would want to take the opportunity that Donald Trump would have to run for president again. I don't think that they've proven anything, because it's all been one-sided. The defense, which is Donald Trump, has not had a chance to defend himself at all.
Well, that's exactly right. The same kind of thing when you, for example, you had the Kavanaugh hearings. Well, we'll take the idea of innocent until proven guilty, due process. We'll just toss all that out the window. For what? For a political victory, basically. And this January 6th committee is the same kind of thing. Is this even, I think it was Dershowitz the other day who said something about, this isn't even the venue for something like this. I'm just paraphrasing. But the American people, Captain, don't see this as some sort of objective search for the truth. They look at it as a political show that has been concocted by the party that happens to control the House right now. And it can be nothing more. It doesn't carry that sort of legitimacy and gravitas, that somehow they're trying to uncover the truth. What they're trying to do is not let the American people decide what they want. And the American people love to be able to decide for themselves who they're going to elect.
Right. And folks, we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from the break, our next topic is going to be employee-sponsored health care. Wait till we tell you what's going to happen there, or at least what we believe is going to happen based on some of the initial signs and the initial reports that we're hearing from the insurance companies. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I are coming right back with more right after your station to get an opportunity to pay a few bills and do what it is they have to do. I shall return to Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
U.S. USA Radio News.
The House has passed legislation that will protect access to birth control, the latest move in a broader effort by Democrats to set out into federal law rights they fear could come under threat by the Supreme Court following its decision to wipe away the constitutional right to an abortion. The bill called the Right to Contraception Act now will go to Senate. The measure would create a statutory right for people to access birth control and protect a range of contraceptive methods. The Supreme Court has prevented the Biden administration from immediately reinstating rules that instructed U.S. deportation agents to prioritize the arrest of certain unauthorized immigrants, including those determined to pose a risk to public safety or national security. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain from New York. And we are broadcasting here from my flagship stations, AM860, AM930 in Tampa, Florida, our Salem Media Group stations. And we appreciate you being with us tonight. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow is still going at it with a buy one, get one extravaganza. And a big-time sale on a lot of different items. Now, you can get the prices, you can get the discounts, you can save a bunch of money by using the product code, the promo code, CAPTAIN. That's me. Promo code CAPTAIN. Now, what you do is you trot on over to the MyPillow.com website, and you jump in there, and you will see the buy one, get one pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the six-piece bath towel sets, the six-piece beach towel sets, also the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a whole bunch of lot more stuff. Now, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, because when it's gone, it's gone. Now, you'll also receive
Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, the phone number to call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and always use the promo code CAPTAIN to get you the maximum in savings. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, while you were treading water over there, we're doing some checking here. And again, I haven't seen a name come up on the guy that accosted Congressman Lee Zeldin, the GOP nominee for New York governor, near Rochester at an event that he was speaking at. I've been watching to see if we could see a name, and I haven't seen one yet, so I guess we've got to wait for that.
Yes, it would seem so. We don't know really much about that person. Evidently, they were, of course, seen being handcuffed and taken away from the area. Also, the governor in New York, Kathy Hochul, she put out a tweet condemning the violent behavior. She said she condemned it in the strongest terms possible. So that's very good, because no matter anybody's political affiliation, you can't have people attacking people on the campaign trail. Just that simple.
No, especially with a knife or whatever that was. It looked like one of those special knives that they have over in Southeast Asia, one of the cylindrical knives. But anyway, it was what it was. Now, we talked about health care, and if the government and the health care companies have their way, be prepared. Employer-sponsored health care premiums could incur a huge rise in 2023.
Well, that's exactly right. So how is that going to affect business, Captain? Don't you think it's going to have some kind of major effect in how businesses hire people, look at their staffing needs, what they can afford now in this environment? I mean, all these things, you know, I think are going to go into it, because you've got the huge inflation rate, and how are people going to keep up with that?
Well, of course, and again, that means that goods and services are going to go back up again, because they're not going to absorb any large health increase.
Well, precisely. So right now, for products that you buy, or if you go to a company that, as you said, you know, provides some kind of service, they have a staff, they have an overhead, they are going to be paying on their health care programs. So it's in other words, it's difficult for businesses just to eat it and keep their prices exactly the same. It's just not practical.
Now, the World Health Organization is discussing declaring the monkeypox an emergency. No decision has been made yet, but if they do that, this lines up with some of the stuff that you and I have been talking about in the last week or so, that they're going to pull this stunt again with the elections, or they're going to try to anyway, and blame monkeypox for it this time.
Well, right. In other words, you'll have the politicians, especially the Democrat politicians, simply saying, oh, you know, how can we use things to our advantage, as sort of some sort of drops in their lap in that sense, because they know, Captain, that, you know, they can't win on these issues for obvious reasons. But also, we've understood now from an epidemiologist that somehow the BA.5 variant of COVID is so infectious, according to them, that you could get it in the time that it would take you to ride in an elevator, for example, with somebody, you know, just a very short period of time, rather than the 10 to 15 minutes that we've been told about, quote, I guess, regular COVID, you know, or the previous variants. So all this goes into the hopper, and it can be used to alarm the population.
Now, the governors, especially in the big blue cities, the immigrant busing strategy that's been going on, the people down along the border, in particular Texas and Arizona, sending their people coming off the border up into the big cities in the Northeast, as well as the upper Midwest, like Chicago. And right now, it's beginning to hit home solidly for the mayors. They're realizing that, hey, they don't have the facilities, they don't have the money. what do we do now, Coach?
Well, no kidding. And some of these, you know, we've heard about the busing, you know, we'll take him and bus him to D.C., you know, as a sort of a statement and things like that. But correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, the federal government has been depositing illegal aliens in different parts of the country.
For years.
So this is really something that, once again, it's something that you can't hide in terms of the practical effect that it has. Never mind the political ideological statements that are made on TV trying to advance some cause and get people to think a certain way, but when it's actually happening, and there's no denying it. So it's got to come to a head somewhere, and it's not good.
Now, Steve Bannon's defense rested their case after they announced their intention to seek an acquittal for all of this stuff that's been going on. I don't know where that's going to go, but the prosecution got done very quickly. Now the defense is done very quickly. And we might even hear a decision in the case very quickly. What do you think?
Well, right. Now, to me, at least the timetable of it all is akin to when many times you might get called for jury duty. Unless you're called on a major case, those trials last one, maybe 2 days, right? This kind of thing. And usually it's a pretty straightforward charge, and juries come to conclusions fairly quickly because they're not high profile, they're not major things in the grand sense that would make it onto the nightly news, for example. But in this case, I think that's what they're going for. They're going for a very short and sweet prosecution and defense. And so, yes, we may see a very quick verdict in this.
Where do you think it's going to go?
You know, it all boils down again to privilege and whether or not I think that if the jury kind of thinks that, well, he really wasn't covered under privilege or he had no right to dispute the subpoena, for example, under the idea that anything that was happening in relation to this would be covered by privilege until then the president, former president, waived it. I think that's maybe where the crux is going to be.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting. That's all I can say, but I'm not sure I'd want to take a guess on where it's going to go because it's not something that's predictable, you know, totally predictable at this moment, in my opinion.
No, and that's the thing about trials. It could go either way. It depends on how the judge, administers the trial or oversees it. It depends on what can come in and out of evidence or in the sense of what the jury actually ends up hearing, you know. And so it's always a little bit of a gamble when you have to go to court on something.
All right, I hear the music coming up in my ears, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with a whole bunch more, and we're going to have Kathy take us to break this time. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's been a hard day.
George and Ringo, the Beatles, Hard Day's Night. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, there's a classic, Kyle.
It really is. And right there on the middle eight of that song, you hear the cowbell come in. I think that's the original More Cowbell song, don't you think, Captain?
Yeah, it goes along with the baseball team here. More cowbell! The Rays and their cowbell. All right, well, yeah. Tell us what's going on there with the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we continue to track some very hot temperatures in the American Southwest. We certainly continue to see some of that rain. A lot of that now, since last hour even, seems to have simply gone on down south of the border into Mexico. But as we were reporting last hour as well, as we head into the weekend, we could see thunderstorms in places like Phoenix. And as we head to the start of the week, even in Las Vegas, at least that's what the forecast is right now, because that's that monsoonal moisture that gathers together and can create those thunderstorms. But right now, all through southern Arizona, from Stafford over to down to Tucson, up to Phoenix, over to Kingman, Lake Havasu City, you've got excessive heat warnings. This is going to go up to the border, by the way, with Utah, St. George, along I-15. And as you continue on up to Nephi, you've got heat advisories as you head through Utah, Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada, of course, certainly involved in that excessive heat warning. And right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, if you're walking down the strip, it's 99 degrees. But forecast on Friday, Captain, get this, 114 degrees in Las Vegas.
Good Lord.
Yes, exactly. That's pretty hot. The professor's advice, please stay in the casino if you're in Las Vegas. But we definitely have some hot and dry weather in central Wyoming tonight. Also over in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, down to Twin Falls, up through Boise. Looks like we have that hot, dry weather continuing. And also up towards Butte, Montana. So be careful out there.
Yeah, buddy. Well, let's see here. We're going to go in the middle part of the country. We're going to start out with Nebraska. You've got some warm temperatures for the central part of Nebraska today. Also got some rain, and where you've had the rains, you've had a lot of streams that are up towards their going over their banks again. So be advised if you get off the interstates there that you might have some trouble. Moving on down into Kansas, most of Kansas is under a high heat warning, and over towards Kansas City, you definitely have got some flooding in that area along the secondary roads and the lower places, if you will, especially not very far away from the river. Now, down into Oklahoma, about half of Oklahoma, you've had a lot of rain there tonight. You've got some rain going on right along the border there with Arkansas. You've got some flooding going on a whole bunch of places because there's a lot of low-level areas in Oklahoma for that to happen. Same with Arkansas. Same with the northern part of Louisiana. And, again, around New Orleans and over east of New Orleans, east of the lake, Slidell, and in that area, you've got a lot of flash flooding going on there and some flash flood watches and warnings for the other areas moving east towards the border with Mississippi. And then speaking of Mississippi and speaking of Alabama, up north of Mobile, Alabama, you still have an area of flooding, not watches, but warnings, flooding, flood warnings, in a couple of the tributaries that are up there, as well as the low-lying areas around the river. So be advised, there's a lot of that going on right now. The western part of Kentucky, you've got some flooding in there. Western part of Tennessee, same thing there. Flooding over towards Memphis and south on the low, typical low areas. Over in the East Coast, in North Carolina, over along Cape Hatteras and over along Wilmington, you're going to find some flooding over there in the low areas again. Also some windy conditions offshore, right there off the Chesapeake Bay. There's another area there that's been there like all week long, pretty much pulling the wind back and forth so that they've had some onshore flooding because of the waves being pushed back in. And then going up towards Long Island and up towards Boston, you've got some sporadic areas up in there where there is some shoreline flooding. And I'm trying to see if there's anything going on up in the upper Great Lakes. Not really. Down here in the south, again, the afternoon thundershowers that are taking a hold in Florida have been all week long. We've had some flash flooding with that when those showers have come in. Might find some more again today. And it's just an area where rain, go away, right?
Exactly right, yes.
All right. Tell us about the pilot and Plan J, then tell us about your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Don't forget, folks, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you want to get involved with the My Rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it at pilotflyingj.com. It's the fastest route to rewards on out there for any truck, travel center, truck stop, pilotandflyingj.com. Also, RVers, check out their great amenities as well. And as I said, find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. And you can find out more about me at kylewarrenshow.com.
That's all you got to do. All right. Well, Kyle, we will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. So have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You can go over there to his website, kylewarrenshow.com, to find out more about him. And you'll also find a link to our show over there. And a lot of different things that he does, so there you go. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Supreme Court voiced their opinion about the immigration policy that the Biden administration is trying to put forth, and they will not let the Biden administration implement their immigration policy. How do you like that?
Well, they're keeping it in place, but I think they're going to hear the case in December, if I got that right. So we shall see.
Yeah, I'll read this because I got the statement right here in front of me. The justices on a 5-4 vote denied the Biden administration's request to block a federal judge's ruling that had prevented immigration officials from carrying out the enforcement guidelines while litigation over the legality of the policy continues. But the court also said in a brief order that it would fast-track the Biden administration's appeal and hear oral arguments in December.
So much for a fast-track appeal, huh?
Well, that's fast to them, I guess. But I do know that they're talking about, and I don't know where they keep coming up with these numbers. Well, there's only 11 million illegal immigrants living in the country. There's only 11 million. Are you kidding me? There's got to be three times that amount or more.
Well, there was a study done at the end of the Obama administration, the beginning of the Trump administration, if you remember, and it was done by two of the Ivy League schools. And they did it based on algorithms and blah, 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 blah. They took kind of a scientific thing. And it was a unsolicited study, and I think that they had estimated to be 22 million. I think that was the number. So we're far beyond that now.
Yeah, I was going to say that's low still, 20-something million. That's low. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Again, FoundersCode.com is the place to go and check her out and see all the great articles that she writes about. And in the meantime, Jeff is going to take us to break here. So, Mr. Jeff, have at it.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.